Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I'm your host, Matt, trying out some new tech, Bistany. I'm joined this week, well, as always for most, but Charles Notchucky's here. Not much.
Hey,
Buck Chick Dip Will is here.
Good morning, Top 5.
I should have had Will start to see if Charles could pick up on the pattern from last week.
Yo, I thought about that a couple times this week. It's fucking hot.
Yeah, no, sorry. I just heard a thud and now my daughter's crying. So she seems she's okay. Sam's not here. Sam is in Iceland because Sam's doing Sam things. I know. Well, he calls it work.
Vacation.
But I don't know if he's ever worked a real job in his life. No, that's not true. I think him and Kayla used to work at the Apple store. So,
yeah, he's talked about that.
Actually, that I don't know if Kayla worked there. I could have just been making this up. I don't know how they met. Did we ever go over how they met?
At a red hair convention?
Maybe. Yeah, perhaps.
A Hayley Williams lookalike.
Since we both said, I'll say best twink competition.
Ooh. I remember that's what we used to call your old apartment is Matt and the Twinks. Oh,
yeah.
Or no, that's
all the other band. Yeah, because it was me and a couple twinks.
You just surrounded yourself with luscious little boys.
I was the Dalton Castle before he had his gimmick. Yeah, listen, I'll try to ride those cute boys to a money train, all right?
Hey, I still rock those
three
songs.
They're good.
Did you have?
Yeah, we had a full length album, baby. I'll have to send you the CD that I have like 50 copies of laying around.
I think I downloaded your shit.
Nice, dude. Hair. Hope it was filled with viruses. So how's everyone's week going, Charles? How are you?
My week's pretty great. You know, coming off of a bummer thing as we stated last time, but a slow work week. So I've just been. I've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate 3 now, and
is it?
Man, that game is fucking addictive. Yeah.
Okay.
As a D&D player myself, this is the perfect like insert that right into my life and just be like, yeah, I can just play this until my next campaign. Which
I summed up that game because I saw that one clip, where it was like someone was like, this is why Baldur's Gate 3 is the greatest game. And basically he was like, I was mean to a genie and now I'm cheese. He's just like a wheel of cheese rolling around. He's like, it's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. There's interactions like that, but it's also like the one thing I realized, I knew you could romance other like NPCs in the game, the people who are part of your party, you could romance them. I didn't realize some of them straight out the gate are like, hey, do you want to fuck right now? I'm like,
well, what do they look like?
I just met you.
My hot.
Well, the one who's thirsty out the gate is a Githyanki, and a Githyanki is basically a lizard alien person in D&D. So out the gate, they have like, they kind of have like the Voldemort nose too. So they're really small.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I find that mechanic in games these days is so strange to me. And like Fallout.
Romance them?
People love it. You love it, Charles?
I love it. I love a whole immersive story experience like that. So
give me like a what is it called? Like a quick time event where I gotta like finger somebody and I gotta hit like the buttons in the right succession. I'd be into that. But that's it. That's as far as I want to go for like romance. It's like, oh, meet a villain. Like, oh, can I finger them? And it's like quick time event, it's like X. Y. Left.
The Kung Fu Panda minigame.
Exactly. Hell yeah. Will,
climbing
what's up with
cheeks,
you?
Cheeks, man.
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, here we go.
Joints. And I think this is going to be a universal one. Gas stations and convenience stores that don't unlock both of the fucking
doors. Oh.
So you're going, you come in, no problem. Because it's like you come in on the right. Then you're going out on the right.
Yeah.
Nope, that one's locked. So you smash the crash bar. You plant your face into the glass. And now you're like super embarrassed, but it's not your fault. Like, unlock the fucking doors. And on top of that, and this is a new thing recently, the automatic doors that don't open.
Oh my God. It's like, you know what it is? It's like those doors were all the rage. They got installed 20 years ago. And now the motors are just dying. And they just take forever.
I figured it was a safety thing. It chopped off a few kids' arms or something.
I don't know. I'm with you. That doesn't make sense. I'm sure there's a reason for it, but I don't know what it is.
I want to turn around and yell at them. I'm like, what if there's a fire? like we're in the station nightclub.
Use the regular door.
Yeah.
Use the ones you have to push open. If you can pick the right one.
One other little small gripe, since I mentioned gas stations. I went to a gas station yesterday to get some fuel for my lawnmower, and I figured up they have a slushy machine.
What kind of slushy machine?
Icy, but not icy brand. There is a distinction there.
I guess.
Slush puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I go and I get a couple ICs, one for me, one for the wife, bring it up to the counter. The girl's like computer.
Oh, free icy.
So, yeah. So I give her a good 2.5 minutes to let this thing sort itself. That's a long time, isn't it? You know, the
I was going to say, shit's melting.
You got to get your...
Yeah.
So she's sitting there, and this poor girl seems like this is the biggest crisis of her life.
Probably is.
And I'm sitting there looking at my ICs, looking at her. I'm like, I can pay cash. She's like, I just can't ring anything in. And I'm like, can you take my $3 and just hold it? Until
go scan a cup when it comes up?
She goes. Well, I could pay for it. I don't want you to pay for it. I said, look, if your machine doesn't work and I decide not to buy these, you're going to throw them away, right? And she's like, well, yeah. And I'm like, all right, just explain it to your boss. Yeah. I'll see you later.
Oh, man. What gas station was it?
Which, by the way,
Cumbies, dude. Oh, brah.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Yeah. Well, she probably like, she wrote a new like point of sale system OS. And this was like, she like finally convinced her boss to like try it out. And it was just fucking freezing on her.
No, this girl was clueless and
sales. Yeah, well, listen, those people also need jobs, and those are the jobs they should have. Nothing wrong with that. Someone's got to check out the off-brand IC cup, but there you go. Let's see. What did I do this week? Not much. Jumping off of last week's episode, I'm getting prepared for my daughter's big birthday bash, so just cleaning up the house, doing stuff like that. I feel like something happened this week, but I don't know what it is. I can't remember. Oh, actually, I did forget to talk about something last week, which was like a little troubling to me. For the first time in my entire life, this is like 2 weeks ago at this point, I farted not on purpose in an elevator with one other woman.
Oh, no. I don't actually.
Did you say?
I didn't say. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. I was more concerned with the fact that I just farted uncontrollably. Like I just farted
in an elevator.
Yeah, that's never ever happened to me. I've prided myself on my sphincter control of like if I like a big long fart, like I'll cut it up into like 20 different little farts. But I didn't cough. I didn't sneeze. Nothing that like I was like, oh, one slipped out when I sneezed or like coughed or something like that. I was just standing there, just like pfft. I was like, oh no.
So what you're saying is you've been doing Kegel?
No, I don't know. It's
trying to get.
It's been a little close to the forefront of my brain ever since, and like I've been trying to pay attention to like my body to be like. I have a brain tumor or something. There's something where it's like my body is about to shut down. But man, that I don't know. I was like, is that what it's like for old people that can't control themselves? I get it, man. I don't know, but it was just so. Yeah. It's really weird for your body to do something on its own that it's never done before. So I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody else. Like I've had, like I said, I've sneezed, farted, and like things like that, but I can explain that away. But this one, I was just standing in an elevator looking at my phone with this older Spanish woman, and I was like, oh my God. I hope she thinks that was like my shoe on the floor or something, but she didn't. It was a fart. Yeah. I was like, well.
No, she knew.
I mean, the chair. You're standing.
So that sucked.
I've had that happen. I've had that happen with like around my fiance where it's like, I just
moved for some reason. But even still, like, you moved. I was just standing still, leaning against the elevator wall. I wasn't even standing. I had support. I wasn't doing anything. It just happened. I don't know.
Well, Charles, you're trained as a runner to just shit while you're running, right? Just let it fall out the bottom of your umbrella.
You practice that?
I fucking wish.
Got to keep those PBs.
Yo, I know people who can pee and run at the same time, and I purposely have never tried that because I don't want to unleash that part of myself to be like, oh, I can just pee whenever I want. But there are people who can just pee and just be like, I'm just going to keep my 7-minute pace while I'm peeing myself. I'm like, good for you. But I want that control in my life.
I hear that. But are we bringing up what we're doing, or is this like for us? Let's keep this one for us for now.
Because
I don't want to hype it up. Unless you do. I mean, this is all on you. I know I'm talking like behind the scenes stuff right now. And I'm talking in code. You know, but basically, Charles kidnapped a man, and we're just all collectively, it's like a red room. It's like an old school red room. For those who are familiar with the dark web, you should always try to get into one of those red rooms and watch someone be tortured if they're like the highest bidder. Maybe it is. I don't know. It's up to you.
I mean,
hey, nice, dude.
Join the Discord.
There you go. If you want to know what we're talking about, we'll talk about it more in the Discord. Go to top5ofdeath.com, join the Discord. It's the greatest community on the face of the planet. I don't know. Quick elephant in the room. Should we just the Trump verdict? Anyone have any thoughts on it? I have like a quick thought, and it's just like an easy one. It's not even like a controversial one. I'll say mine because maybe it sums up everybody's. There's just two types of people. People who have TDS and already hate the guy, and they're like, no one's above the law. He committed all those crimes. And then basically kind of everyone else was like, this was just a politically motivated hit job, and it is what it is. And I feel like those are the only two options you have.
I think mine is just that I'm more surprised we actually got an outcome of anything.
Fair.
Something stuck, and I was like, all right. But even so, I'm like, I think the only thing that I'm just surprised by is the U.S. Constitution. You can still run for president as a convicted felon. I mean, he's not.
You don't get, which I didn't know. I didn't know you're like, you're not even considered convicted until you're sentenced or whatever. But, I mean, it's, if anyone paid half attention to it, it's like,
I don't pay super close attention to this bullshit, but it's basically a campaign finance chart.
He
was misappropriating funds to pay off the porn.
It isn't. That's what this court allowed. But the FEC itself, the body of the FEC, already ruled that it wasn't. The thing was the Trump defense wanted to call an expert from the FEC, and the judge didn't allow it. So what happened is the prosecution just stated as fact that it was an FEC violation, even though the FEC and the DOJ, outside of this whole thing, have already said it is not an FEC violation. It just existed in this court where the judge just allowed it. So then they were like, sure, I guess. I don't know. So that it's there's just like a million of those things that happen. But basically, that's the short version. Is yeah. So for those who don't, I'll sum up what it is according to the prosecution of to people who don't understand it is falsifying business records is a misdemeanor. However, it can be considered a felony if it is in conjunction with another crime. No one ever really announced what the other crime was. They just kept saying it was a misdemeanor. It was a secondary to another crime. And then when the court thing happened, basically the prosecution laid out three potential crimes that this one misdemeanor could have went towards. And then the judge instructed the jurors to say, listen, you don't have to agree on all or one of them. Some of you could pick from column A. Some of you could pick from column B, and some of you could pick from column C. But so long as everyone picks at least one, they'll determine it as being guilty, which is like an insane precedent that's never happened before. But that's what happened. So the other crime is like one of three, but they all ultimately kind of point towards like the FEC violation. So that's pretty much what they're trying. And they get to 34 counts of it because of the 34 checks that Trump wrote out to the lawyer who on the stand admitted he embezzled like $60,000 from the Trump organization.
Which is like a nothing thing. As that's business as usual.
For them, but it's like it's...
For any politician or any campaign yeah. group.
Oh my God. Yeah, everything's crooked. But that's a short version of it. So it's not going to change anything. He raised $52 million in a 24-hour period off of it.
That's... They're celebrating in the streets people. Like this is, oh, we got them. And no, it
people just
further hardened.
And it made so many people who were like, I saw so many posts that were like, I've never voted for Trump. I don't even like Trump, but I'm voting for Trump now. And it's just like, that's what you like. When people who hate him so much live in a bubble where everyone agrees with them, they live in that world. They don't like, they take no consideration to the fact that everyone knows that this is literally just a political thing. This is like weaponizing the whole justice system for politics, because listen, a lot of presidents do a lot of real awful things, and this is the one thing that a president gets. Like Obama killed a 16-year-old U.S. citizen without due cause. Bush you know, and Cheney, all the war crimes of torture, they don't get prosecuted. I mean, even Trump carried out those same things. Yeah. Right.
Obama got the Peace Prize.
I know.
Even he said he didn't like about it.
Oh, man. Yeah. I've said that ever for a long time. Every U.S. Right. president commits so many crimes. It's insane. I think it's going to set up a crazy precedent, though, at this point, where it's just like every fucking president is going to get tried. You know what? Whatever. Bush and Obama are just going to be like, fine. They're just gonna sit back at this point and be like,
"Yeah, we're not." That's a short version of it. It is what it is. It's not gonna stop anything. Trump's gonna. I mean, if you look at it from the 10,000-foot view of it, it looks like this: the leading frontrunner to be the next president was just hauled into court and found guilty of misdemeanors that were brought up to felonies. By the way, which the DA that brought that. In 70% of his cases has gone the other way. He's brought felonies down to misdemeanors for everything else. But in this one, it went the other way. There's no one who's being honest with themselves can look at that and be like, oh yeah, they were just trying to get him. Like they're trying to get him on whatever. And it's like, these aren't real charges. Even people at CNN, they're like leaning legal analysts said, this case would have never got brought against anyone unless their name was Donald Trump. And it's like, yes, we all see it for what it is. And you either agree with it because you don't like him and you're on team, do whatever it takes, or you're on the other side and you're like, you guys are just, it's so obvious what you're doing. But
yeah. I think I would have had a bigger impact if it was
that too. Yeah. It's like a specific, well, they tried to get a venue change for a fair trial and they denied them. They tried to get, the judge's daughter raises millions of dollars for Democrats. That's what her job is. It's like such a conflicted, there's so many better ways if you wanted it to be a legit trial that it could have gone, but at every turn they denied those. And it's like, oh, that's right. I see. You can't do that because you're weaponizing this whole thing. I get it. But Yeah, I mean, if no one's above the law, I agree. Sure, if you want to bring the president up on this, like a former president up on this charge, all right, fine. But you got to, like, if you're being honest, you have to do everything you can to make sure that it's honest and fair. And then whatever the fallout is, it'd be like, oh, you know, I guess so. Okay. I don't know. I followed it closely because I follow everything closely. And it was just wild. It was chaos. The judge yelled at the defense's witness and then demanded everyone leave the courtroom because he was like ruining the whole prosecution's thing. It happened. It's all there. It's so weird.
Wasn't it? Was no. This trial was
oh
live,
my God,
correct?
No.
Like, they didn't have a camera in
I
the
know.
Courtroom.
I think every that's, court that's the only should trial be live. There's no reason. There's zero reason.
Yeah. I fell in love with that with the Johnny Depp trial, which was here, in Fairfax, Virginia area. But like, I watched it every day in court just because I was like, man, this is fucking entertaining. And they had the live stream of like three or four lawyers talking alongside of it. It was captivating. Like watching.
I think anything where the state of whatever is bringing any case against anyone, they should all be live streamed. It should be absolutely mandatory. There's like, it's like anything that's not a civil thing
There is a C-SPAN 2. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I want to be able to go to a website and like, I want it to be like Twitch, where is. Well, yeah, I want that, but I want like every courtroom like state brought case. It'd be like, oh, this one's got the most views. Like, what is it? Oh, cool. I'll watch that one. But that's what I want. I'm not even joking. It makes no sense to me how that can even be not a transparent thing when it is a government taxpayer funded process. And to keep like, you know, the government honest and like what and like things like that. Because think of any other case where people got like railroaded, which like I'm sure happens. It definitely happens. Historically, it's happened. Historically, retcon, people have gone back and be like, oh, yeah, here's all the crazy shit that went down in the courtroom where it's like, oh, if you could like if one of those caught fire and got like public eyes on it. Cool. That's not going to happen as much anymore. But government's fake. It's corrupt. So what can you do? But it's wild. It's wild. It was a wild thing.
Anyway,
continue
the government.
Oh, no, I know. Whenever anyone wants to do it.
But they were making it's coming. They were making it's fun coming. Of Trump for falling asleep in court all the time. But I was watching UFC 302 last night, and he was up till 1 in the morning.
Yeah, he's ripping it up, dude. when he cares, he just wants to see the fights. Biden fell asleep during the Memorial Day speech, which is, but like, here's the thing, right? They're old men. I know.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, he fell asleep. It's like, yeah, of course he did. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, should he have? No, but like, I don't know. Don't make a fucking man in that capacity go sit down at all.
No one wants to do.
They should just have like a, they should literally be like, they should have like a ceremonious posable mannequin for every president where they just be like, oh, bring him out. Okay. Pose him up. His eyes open. It's like, cool. And then he just sits there. But anyway, who won last week? It wasn't me. Wait, what?
It was you.
Oh, shit. I didn't even check.
You won.
Really?
You won.
Oh, that's right. I didn't say anything insane. I know when I'm going to win and when I'm not going to win.
You came in with your barbecue experience. It was basically me and Sam just sat by and watched you and Will try and win over for the for the people who love barbecues.
All right. Apparently. Okay. In that case, let me just jump into this bad boy. It was a bright, hot summer's day. Sam was hosting a barbecue at his house. Sam, not used to having more than three of his only friends over, invited a whole bunch of people. And to his shock, they all said yes. Sam had a party of over 200 people showing up to his property for a barbecue. And Sam, being the elitist that he is, refused to use any frozen vegetables. And then, as his mind kept going, he said, I shouldn't even be buying these vegetables. I should be growing and harvesting these vegetables myself. So he changed the date of his barbecue to 2 years from the original event. In those 2 years, he made a nice little homestead on his unkept lawn because he's never home to take care of it. He planted tomatoes. He planted squash. And he planted rutabagas. Rutabagas, as far as I'm aware, grow underground. And if that's not true, let's just pretend it is for the story. Because I don't know. It's a root vegetable, right? Will help. All right, great. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Rutabagas, yeah. Root vegetables, grow in the ground.
It's like a thick.
Sam needed to harvest the rutabagas. There was time to go. So Sam did what any person named Sam would do. Went down and got some help to do it. Where did he go? Well, he lives in New Hampshire, where things are just a little bit behind the times. So he went down to the local help store, and he walked in. He said, hey, I'd like to purchase some help. And the kind gentleman behind the counter with a big white hat and a white suit and a nice big old belt buckle said, sure, I can help you, son. And let me show you what we got. So he took him back to look at the help. I'll take this help. He said, that's a fine looking help you have there. I'll just ring them up for you. So Sam purchased some help. The help sat shotgun in Sam's car and wore a seatbelt, just like help does. Sam brought the help back to his house. And Sam said, can you help me harvest these rutabagas? And the help said, sure. So the help harvested the rutabagas. And then when the help was done, Sam said, great, can you now harvest the squash? He said, sure. And he harvested all the squash. And he said, here you go. And Sam said, great. Can you harvest the tomatoes? And Sam and the help said, sure. Can I have a drink? And Sam said, absolutely not. You're not allowed in my house. And so Sam had the help harvest all the tomatoes. So then Sam, the help was done. And Sam said, great. And then Sam went inside. And the help didn't know what to do. So his help just sat there. And Sam woke up the next day and found the help laying down, sleeping. And he said, get up, help. And the help was shocked at his you know, he woke up and said, okay. And Sam said, listen, I need help painting this house. And the help said, okay, I don't really paint. And Sam said, well, you're going to paint today. And he handed him a brush. And then he started painting the house. And the help was done painting, and it was okay. And Sam said, I guess that'll do. Anyway, help, I need you to wash all the carpets in my house, but put bags on your feet. And he said, sure. So he went in there and he washed all the carpets. And then Sam did this for 2 years until the party showed up. And now everything was ready to go. All his vegetables were harvested, everything, the house was painted, the rugs were clean, everything was great. And Sam and all the guests showed up all at once because they took a bus because Sam lives, you need to take a bus to get to Sam's house. And they all got off and they looked at Sam and they go, wow, this looks great. How'd you do it? And Sam said, I did it with some help. And he pointed to the help, which was at this point, 2 years later, chained to a cinder block in the far corner, just curled up and emaciated. And everyone said, oh my God, what are you doing? He's like, what? He goes, you can't do that. He goes, no, that's the help. And everyone said, no, Sam. That's a slave. And Sam said, oh, is it? I was wondering why he wasn't asking for any money. And then Sam said, oh, well, I guess the only ethical thing to do is to euthanize myself over being such a horrible human being. And everyone agreed and said, yes. So then Sam said, okay. So he went up and he ate all the dog medicine in his house, which is quite a lot. And then he died. And everyone, they cut the chain off the slave and invited them to the barbecue. And he ate a whole bunch and it was great. And it was funny because he was already in the North being in New Hampshire. So I don't know where he was going to go for a better life. But I think someone took him home on the bus. And I don't know what happened to him from there. You'll have to, that's like a different story. That's like the book two of the whole saga that is this helps thing. Anyway, Sam's dead. So anyway, Charles was at the barbecue. And when Charles showed up and saw this person chained up, Charles said, oh my God, Sam, what are you doing? And then that like led to the events of Sam killing himself. But anyway, Charles was so ashamed to know Sam. And Charles said, oh my God, I can't have a barbecue. I have five help at home. And if anyone knows this, I'm going to be fucking ruined. So Charles was like, fuck, I don't know what to do. So Charles kept trying to like Irish goodbye his way out. But the thing was he got there on a bus. So he got there on a bus and he didn't know how to get out of there. He had to get back on the bus, everyone. And like he just felt so guilty about everything. He thought that he was just acting appropriately, but he just didn't know. Anyway, so he's like, oh, and everyone's talking about how awful it is that like this still goes on to a degree. And Charles is like, yeah, that's awful. And someone's like, imagine having more than one. And Charles is like, no, I can't. I could never imagine having five in my basement. And someone said, basement? No one said anything about basement. And Charles went, hey, I don't know. And he ran off. And then he found, so then he tried to like make up for it. And like the help was there. And he was like eating all this food. And Charles tried to help him. So he brought over just a plate of fried chicken and watermelon. And everyone went, Charles, what are you doing? And it's like, oh, my God. And then it's like, I'm so sorry. I was just trying to be helpful. And then he goes, Charles, go over there until we're ready to leave. And he's like, fuck. So now everyone's just like talking about Charles. And they're like, oh, my God, do you see what Charles? I was like, I bet he has help at home. And he's like, oh, my God, maybe he does. So then someone comes up to him and goes, Charles, do you have help at home? And he goes, be more specific. And they said, do you have five pieces of help chained up? And he goes, I do. I'm so sorry. And now Charles feels so guilty for what he did. He's like, I need to go find the dog medicine that Sam had. So he went in there. And Sam ate all the dog medicine and he was dead. So there's no dog medicine for Charles to take. So he's like, oh, what can I do? So he found Sam's underwear drawer and he opened it up. Nothing but just kink bondage gear in there. And he's like, what is Sam into? But he did find this huge dragon dong that Sam used. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll impale myself on this dragon dong. But he couldn't because his butthole's so tight from running and clenching his cheeks. He's like, I'm never going to sodomize myself to death. I need to find another way. So he went outside again. He goes, listen, everyone, I feel guilty for what I did. I'm going to euthanize myself for the same reason Sam did. Does anyone have any suggestions? And there's one person said, you could always let the help beat you to death. He goes, man, that one sounds real rough. And someone else goes, just go drown yourself in a lake. And he pointed over there, and there was a lake. So he went over, and he threw himself in the water, trying to drown himself. But he couldn't drown himself because, as we know, Charles is a witch. So he floated, and now he's like, fuck, he's a witch. And then he's like, no, now everyone knows I'm an awful person and a witch. So they didn't do what they do with anything. They grabbed him, they hoisted him up, they put him on a pike, and they burned him to death because it's the only way to deal with a witch. Great. Okay, so that's how Charles died. Now, right? The first person who said you could let the help beat you to death was Will. Will was also there, and Will is such an advocate and anti-help abolitionist person, and he said, man, I can't believe I knew these people. I can't believe I'm here. I'm so glad that we found this out, and now we're going to be able to you know, free all these people, and you know, the world's going to be a better place for it. And then he finished up. He got back on the bus. He went home. And everything was going, you know, great. And he's just doing all this, you know, good pro bono work for, you know, just ending these places. You know, he got the place where Sam bought his help shut down. He did all these awesome, awesome things. And, he's been such like an absolute, like hero in the community of just being like a freedom guy. Everyone, you know, created equally. And then, fast forward to 5 years later and he's walking down the street and he sees the help from Sam's house, and he's got a, you know, he's like, oh my God, he's like, how are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm doing so much better. I want to thank you for everything you've done. And Sam's like, I'm sorry. Will's like, no, listen, you deserve it. You don't deserve any of that. No one does. That's an awful thing. And you know, I'm glad you're doing well. And then, you know, they shook hands. The help just kept walking, and then Will kept walking, and then the help turned around and put a bag over his head. And then started to choke him and started to beat him and do everything like that. And Will went, what are you doing? What are you doing? And the help said, I don't know. And Will said, no, you need to stop. And they took the bag off. He goes, listen, don't do that. And the help said, okay. So the help just like walked off. And now Will is confused. Now Will doesn't know if he's been helpful or hurtful to the world. Because now he doesn't know what's going on. And now he's like toiling and tinkering. He goes home and he has this whole like lab set up and he's doing science. And he goes, I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know if I've helped or hurt the world. And then his wife walks in and goes, you helped the world. You helped the world, honey. Stop that. He goes, ah, I guess you're right. And then he went to bed. And then he woke up and everything I just said was a dream. Sam and Charles are still alive. He called him up. He told him about this awful, awful dream. And they both said, Will, you're nuts. And then Will said, maybe I am going crazy. So then he went in and he ate all the dog medicine and he died because he couldn't handle it. And then when Sam heard about that, he goes, oh my God, I called him crazy and he died. So Sam ate his dog medicine and then he died again, just like in the dream. And then Charles, who happened to have a dragon dong, just sodomized himself to death. And then he died in real life. And that's how you all died at the bar, from the barbecue. I know it's quite the saga.
What a road. What a
journey. Yeah, listen, there were some forks in my head that I definitely didn't go down. And that would have been for a much better, funnier story that would have ruined my life, but decided against it.
Huh. That story had everything. It had references to slavery.
The witch trials.
It had...
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. It had do-goodery. What are we talking about this week? Charles, you picked it?
Yeah, it's my pick. We're doing top five overrated, underrated, or rated actors.
And I am going to be so bad at this. So... Mm-hmm.
And it's basically our picks of which ones we think are either one of the three. I think we could have done this as three separate episodes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. But do you get. So I proposed, do we want to see. Because I have a feeling I'm going to present some people. And you're like,
yep. 100%. Cool. I don't know actors or actresses at all. Yep. Ever. I know like two.
Me either.
I am prepared to like explain their roles because I do know
all of them. Ooh.
Oh, okay, Sam.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I can start and then Matt,
sure,
and then Will, right, if y'all want to go. But I'll present my first one. And since he's not here to push back on this, my first person is, do you guys know
who she was in the bomb movie? Oppenheimer.
The bomb Oppenheimer. Yeah, she was Oppenheimer's side piece.
Oh yeah, that's her. Black Widow's okay, sister. Thank you. Now just what MCU yeah role did they play, and I'll know who it is.
And she's also the lead actress in Don't Worry Darling. It's the movie that came out last year.
Yeah.
But
okay.
She was in the Fighting with My Family, the Paige
movie. Was she Paige?
Really?
I don't know.
I like her as Black Widow's sister. I like that accent she has. Very into it.
Oh, so now we guess.
No, we give our rating, right?
If you'd like to.
Yeah, we give our rating. I'll go. Okay. I think she's I think what was the mid one? I think she's rated. I think rated. She's like
she's just.
I think she's fine as an actress. I have like no problem with her. I don't think she's ever been bad. I don't think she's ever been like outstanding in anything I've seen her in. So I can't be like underrated. And also, she's not like everywhere all the time to me. So I don't think she's like overrated. So I'd say she's probably rated. I like her. I like I really have like no reaction to being like, oh, Florence Pugh's in this movie. That's it. That's the sentence I say. That's it for me.
Yeah. Well, I got to agree. I think the only movie that I've seen that she was in was Oppenheimer, and I didn't think more or less of it. So I would say she's aptly rated. Mm-hmm. And I think the only time I've ever heard her name come up is on the podcast. So.
Yeah. I have her as
overrated.
Because
this is just your vehicle to trash these people. Yeah,
I think she. Also, it's because Sam's not here to defend her. Yeah, she's just another fucking Scarlett Johansson. She's the next in line, which is funny because she plays Scarlett Johansson's sister. But she's kind of got the same build, except for not as much up top. Her acting skills are fine. I don't think she's that I don't think she's that great of an actress. She's just another young, short, full-faced, smoky voice like Scarlett Johansson is.
Hold on a second.
I don't see her as like the next big thing.
What's up? Oh, I'm just gonna keep. Where's he going? Oh, it's the cat. You can view my cat here, licking his junk. I'm just gonna keep railing on her because
wish I could.
I just don't. She's like one of the. She's one of the like hot new things. She's not like Zendaya level where Zendaya is fucking everywhere. But she is like one of the up and coming stars, and I just don't see the value in her acting, to be honest. But that's just me.
Sorry, someone rang the bell upstairs, and it's only my wife and kids up there, so I had to go.
Kill them.
Basically, it was my neighbor. Sure he was power washing his fence across the street and was like, oh, I just want to make sure it's not too loud because the other day he had like kids playing in his like, I don't know, yard. But it was nighttime and he had these like this like big work floodlight out there for them. And the kids kept like bumping into it and then just fucking pointing it at my house. And like my kids were in bed. So it happened. Well, when they were setting it up, they had it first angled and then it was like into my house. I was like, hey, can you just like turn it so it's not directly lighting my house up like it's fucking noon. And they turned it. It was fine. But then, like I said, the kids were like running around. One of them bumped into it and like just fucking like lit up my house like you wouldn't believe. And like my kids were in bed. His kids are just running around like maniacs because we're just obviously very two different types of parents. So I had to like, go over there because he was having like a party. And I was like, hey, look at my house. I was like, it's like daytime over there. I was like, can you like do something about that? And he's like, yeah. So he went outside and like he turned it again and they were better about it. But then he just came over now to be like, make sure like, cause he's like power washing his fence to make sure it's like not too loud. And he was like, I could hear him. He was like, I know the other day it was like really loud. I was like, there's like a language barrier here. So I didn't go over there cause they were being too loud. I went over there because they were shining the sun at my house at like 9 p.m. And I don't think he understood that, even though they did fix the problem. But I don't know. He's just trying to be a good neighbor. You know, he's like this Guatemalan guy. He's nice. It's fine. But like he has a big family. And I think he's like the one that has the house. And they're always over there. And there's like 100 kids. Which, again, is fine. It's just sometimes they go a little late. But I don't know. The sound doesn't bother me. They're not like super, super loud. And you can't really hear it. But the fucking floodlight into my house was like a straw too far. Anyway, Florence Pugh.
So, yeah. Florence Pugh, overrated.
I just looked up a video of her to kind of familiarize, and it was just some ad, and there's silly accent. And I'm like, yeah, you know,
kind of sucks. Oh, why? Did you say she sucks?
No. Yeah.
I said she was rated just because, I don't know, I didn't hear anybody
trash her.
Rave about her or trash her. I get you. By the way, it looks like a your neighbor's kid.
I know. The sun's shining on that window. That's what it looked like, though. At like 9 o'clock at night, every window in the front of my house has looked just like that.
Yikes.
My kids are like, oh, is it time for school? I'm like, no, thanks. It's fucking 9 p.m. Go to bed. All right. Am I up? All right. So my actress, it's an actress. Tia Carrera. Okay. You might know her as the love interest in Wayne's World.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is that a porn actress?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, I'm gonna go probably underrated because I don't know. Actually, no, I'm going to go rated because I don't know anything else.
I don't know if she's been in anything else.
Besides Wayne's World. Yeah.
I'm sure she has. I haven't seen it.
She's in a couple notable ones here. High School High.
Oh, another Oscar-worthy film.
And True Lies.
She was in True Lies. What'd she play in True Lies?
Ah.
Probably a big role.
Yeah, Tia Carrera. Will, what do you think of Tia Carrera?
When I think of babes from movies, this is usually the first one that comes to mind. So I'll go ahead with her limited, you know, portfolio, I would say. It's underrated.
Yeah, I'm going to say underrated, too. I thought she was really good in that movie. I'm surprised she didn't have more of a career. I thought she would have been in other stuff. It just didn't work out. But I thought she was good. Like, as like an adult looking back on that movie, I like in my head she like went off to have this like, you know, decent career, and she just didn't. I think she was was she a porn star too, or was that Asia Carrera?
I think it's Asia Carrera, which is, yeah, that's what I was thinking when you said, I was like, porn star.
But yeah, I mean, Tia Carrera, she's a friggin', like you said, she's a babe. She looks, oh my God, is that her now? Holy shit, she's fucking de-aged wonderfully. She's 57. Let's see. She's a year old. Wait, no. Oh, years active. I was like, she's 57, and I saw this, the date's 1984 to present. I was like, oh, she's a year. And I was like, no, she's 57. I'm not 56 yet, even though my butthole feels like it is just farting on its own. Yeah, but I don't know. Tia Carrera, man. You just don't think about her enough, and I think that's too bad. What else? She was in Rising Sun. Wait, what? Oh, is she?
She's a voice in Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She's apparently Nani.
Oh. She had a starring role in this movie called My Teacher's Wife that looks pretty sexy.
She was a voice of Queen Tiari from 2003 Duck Dodgers animated series. That's sick. And she was the voice of Snooki in the 2005 animated film Aloha Scooby-Doo. Oh, she was on
Snooki is in. Do you think it was Snooki from
I did.
Yeah. Oh, she was also on. She was on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Boy, that's a stretch.
She was in Playboy in 2003, huh?
Of course she was.
That seems kind of late. When did Wayne's World come out?
I would think, actually, but.
So she did that a year after being in Lilo and Stitch.
90.
So that came out in 92, and then she didn't pose nude for another 11 years after that? No shit, huh?
Good for her.
Yeah, I mean, she's been in a ton of stuff, but just like small-time stuff. But I thought she was good. But yeah, Tia Carrera. Ay. Discography. Hold on. Yeah, she does. Now I'm going to have to listen to it.
Well, yeah, you saw her play the guitar in the Wayne's World.
We're the man at the back, because everyone attacks now. Yeah. All right, let's see. If I put in Tia Carrera, this is just fucking up my algorithm so much. Every time I do this, I'll be listening in my car with like Smart Shuffle on, and then like, I don't know, some weird fucking shit I play on the show will come up. I'm like, oh, God.
Apparently you can.
Yeah,
there's a way. To
there is. I just I don't go through from, it.
I did. That's a feature I didn't know existed.
Guys, if you thought Tia Carrera was gone in 2023, she put out a single called "I'm Still Here." So let's listen to it, Erica. Here we go. Here we go. All right, getting a little slow jammy. I hope she just comes and goes.
Baby, I know.
Oh.
You haven't had it easy.
Better. Oh my God, she's giving me like comforting like mom vibes. Because it's like okay.
This feels.
Yeah.
This feels like a '90s country song. Yeah.
Still showing the video.
Oh yeah.
In the video, though.
Listen, you don't put those away.
On the first day.
Good for her, you got it.
All the pain you try to hide.
This also sounds like it was recorded at like her local mall. I just want to get to this banging hook that I'm sure is coming up. Oh, it's okay. An 8-bar bridge, never a bad decision, I guess. She's just trying to rhyme words. All right, here we go.
I'm still here.
Oh my God, no, it didn't land the plane, Tia. Okay. All right, that's my number five, Tia Carrera. Let's move on.
All right, my number five. Sorry, forgetting the game a little bit. My number five is America's Dad.
Oh my God. I love John Goodman. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I love him too. Like, I know exactly mm-hmm. what his rating would be right off the top of my head. I think he's perfectly rated. Like, exactly
he needs to be higher.
He is. He never overstretches. He never takes, like, even when he takes a bad role, it's still good.
Man.
So I think he's underrated.
I guess I'd agree. I can't say he's underrated because, like, I think he gets the recognition that he undoubtedly deserves. He's so fucking good. When he was in that fucking Cloverfield movie, that was like, whoa, I've never seen that John Goodman before. And it was awesome.
Yeah, I was trying to throw a little bit of a curveball at this one. I thought this was kind of a competition to throw you guys off. But you hit it on the head. I think he's very perfectly rated, but he wasn't always that way.
No, maybe.
You know, I think like, you know, maybe 2010 is when people really were like, holy fuck, this guy rules. Everything he does is great. And all the new stuff he's been doing. I mean, Big Lebowski. One of the best supporting roles ever. Him in the bowling alley popping off his gun because he stepped over.
I can see
Matt reacting like that.
Oh my God. Absolutely. There's one guy, his foot goes over the line like 2 feet every fucking time, and everyone just pretends like it doesn't happen. It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah. Big Lebowski, obviously a big one. As the dad on Roseanne,
Dan Connor is one of the absolute greatest American sitcom dads of all time, right up there with Tim Allen.
Sure. Yeah, I would agree with that. It's unfortunate that I was actually watching the Roseanne reboot when it first came on and it was good. But when they kicked her off, I stopped watching it.
Yeah, that's.
But I'm sure he's doing good work on that too.
Yeah. What a fucking imagine. What a tumultuous time that must've been for that cast. They're like, oh, cool. We're doing Roseanne again. She said, what? Ah, fuck.
Yeah. And you guys ever watch the Righteous Gemstones?
My wife does. Yeah, he's great in that, too.
That's a hilarious show, and he's perfect in it. And like I said, it just everything he touches is gold. And I think at this point, he is kind of an internet darling. So, you know, perfectly rated, but awesome.
Hell yeah. Man, I love John Goodman.
Huh. He hasn't gotten an MCU role yet, right?
No.
I don't think so. Okay. I'd love to see him at least get something. Every actor should at least get one Marvel role.
I know. Give him a role like they gave to Jeff Goldblum. Just like a quick, like...
Oh, yeah. Make him one of the...
It's a collector's brother. Forget his name.
Yeah. Well, I'm just calling Eternals, but they're not. Well, he's a game master? No.
Oh, what is he? Ah, fuck. It's going to bother me. That's fine. Whatever. You know who he is. But yeah, John Goodman's great.
Yep. Great.
Yeah.
So my number four.
No.
Are y'all up to date on Fallout?
Not even a little.
No.
Okay.
I love it, but I haven't finished it.
So my actor is Walton Goggins. He plays the ghoul in current Fallout. He's the southern bad guy in Ant-Man and the Wasp at the beginning.
He's my number.
Is he?
Yep.
Wait, seriously? All right. He's also the co-lead in Vice Principals. He's in Justified as well. Hateful Eight.
Like, he's an odd looking guy.
He's got the same voice. He's an interesting looking guy because he's like, every time I look at him, like he looks like he could be leading man handsome, but at the same time, you're like, but not
his really. Head shape weird. Like, yeah,
he's got a huge forehead. He's got a five head for sure. I'm interested what Will has him rated as now.
Yeah, so should
I guess I'll go first, I suppose, since he's not on my list. Yeah. Yeah, he is in a lot of stuff, but he's never, like you said, Charles, he's never like the leading guy. And I don't think he could be.
Yeah.
But he's real good.
Fallout's the closest.
That's the thing, right? Ah, fuck. Because if I say he's underrated, then I would be in insinuating that I think he could lead a movie, which I think he could talent wise. But I don't know if he like has like a draw. Ah, fuck. You know what? I'll be generous. I'll say he's underrated. I think he's a good actor.
I have him currently as rated, just right where he is. Just because I think he's going to get a big push off of Fallout because he's great in it as a ghoul. But I think he is a good example of being a great character actor. He fills the role perfectly. He doesn't need to but he's never going to be the star of anything. He's never going to be the leading man. He's a good candidate for like getting best supporting actor. Like that's the type of actor he is. But I think he's perfectly rated where he is. I have him on this list because I know a couple people who saw Fallout and they were reminded of the work he did and they were just like, oh, this guy needs to be in more stuff. And I'm like, he's been in everything.
He's already
just
there.
Don't realize it. Yeah, he's been here this whole time.
Yeah, he's one on my list that I've actually seen a lot of the shit he's in, which is why it popped off for me. Like you said, Fallout is probably his most main character role, but he plays the number two in a lot of things. Again, in Righteous Gemstones, he's great in that. Sons of Anarchy, The Hateful Eight, which is great. Little short run show called Vice Principals on HBO. That was
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mentioned.
And
that show was
great. It was too bad. It was such a short run. But I also liked Justified. Justified was a great show.
So I didn't watch Justified much because it came out during Sons of Anarchy. Oh, look, a cat. during Sons of Anarchy. So I didn't end up transitioning to watching Justified. He was the main bad guy in that, right? Yeah. Okay. Which also a great role for him. I think his main selling point is he's got a great, accent.
Southern accent he's got is perfect.
Voice. Yeah.
I don't remember.
But yeah, what do you have?
I don't remember him in Django Unchained.
He's probably the only person in that movie with a legit southern accent compared to everyone else.
I think he was pretty dolled up. But yeah, you know what dawned on me yesterday? I was talking, my wife actually picked this one and I said, oh, that's a perfect pick. I'm going to steal that. And when she told me, she said, Walter Goggins. And I didn't know until last night that his name is not Walter. It's Walter.
It's Walton.
But every time I've heard anybody talk about him, I just heard Walter. So I figured that was his name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Underrated because despite what Matt says, I think, with the right role, he could be a leading guy. I think he's primed for that breakout.
I think Fallout cues him up for it, which I've finished that show. I loved that show because I love the game series as well. And he's great in it. It definitely displays that he can be a good actor. I think the problem is, though, I didn't realize he's 52, which isn't even old at this point in Hollywood, but I didn't know he was that old.
Wow. Like a fine wine.
I figured he was in his 40s.
So I was, browsing through his movie credits. He was in this Mel Gibson movie called Fat Man. Which just escaped my memory. It came out in 2020. And
what is it? Is that the Santa?
It looks like a evil Santa type movie. And oh my God. Walton Goggins, I looked down his role. He plays Skinny Man. And now I think I probably don't need to watch that movie.
It's a fucking Mel Gibson movie. What do you need
Santa
to see
with
that?
With an AR-15 battling a guy called Skinny Man.
So this came out in 2020. When was this movie actually produced? This feels like a movie that should have been created during 2020.
Hey, you got to give Mel Gibson credit. He was on the anti-Semite train before it was popular.
And he still... everyone just kind of let it go.
Well, now these days we have protests in the streets against Israel.
Yeah,
but that's what you get.
Oh my God! But man,
I could watch this guy in anything. I used to love watching him in Justified, and every time something like badass happened, I would just love to turn to Rose and go, oh, he just got justified.
He's apparently also in The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, he plays, oh man. And I hate to bring it up because my sisters fucking dubbed me this little baby Billy.
So, I gotta watch this show. I've never watched it, but it's like my sister highly recommends this show to me all the time because it's full of actors I like.
It's great.
I just never jumped into it because it has Danny McBride in it. It has Adam Devine, who's not one of my favorite actors out there, but he fills the role in Hollywood he that does apparently what he was does. Needed.
Good bro.
Yeah. John Goodman's in it. Apparently Walton Goggins in it. Eric Andre's in it? Sure.
Eric Andre. Not that much, but yeah, he is in it. I love it. I've watched all the seasons, and I think they're coming back again too.
Man, it's hard to tell. it's on HBO too. I feel like HBO like has huge gaps in between shows, and all of a sudden they're like, it's coming back. And it's like, I thought this show was done 5 years ago. I didn't know it was still happening.
That reminds me, I got to finish Curb Your Enthusiasm. I haven't finished the final season of that.
Man, that's one of those shows I never started. I feel like I missed it.
Well, if you like Seinfeld, you'll love it.
That's one of the things, though. I never got into Seinfeld. It's one of those shows that I'm slowly realizing I'm going to have to try out because me and Jess are cooking through shows right now. Like we're just running through long season shows. And the fact that everything's streaming now and you don't have ads, those 30-minute episodes become like bang out 18 five in minutes. An hour. So you're done. Yeah. I got to, that one's coming up in the queue pretty soon. But man, so what do you think happened to Matt's kid? Because I heard the screaming.
I'm not sure.
Not that we're laughing at his kid, but we really don't get a lot of pickup, I feel like, on the other recording software.
Not as much.
No. I wonder if, because according to the Discord, Megan's watching Dune.
Oh, I see.
With two kids. I saw that kids pop around. Up.
Jesus.
So I'm like, huh. I wonder if like, how could you watch Dune around kids too?
You gotta tell Matt when he gets back, he'll be like, hey, why is your wife neglecting the kids? She's just hung up on Discord.
She's hung up on Discord. We're talking about Dune, which speaking of Dune, we're actually going to have my dad watch it and he wouldn't have watched it. So now he was like, oh, Dune 2 is on streaming. Do you guys like want to watch it? So he initially invited us over to watch it at his place. The problem with his place is his TV went bad, like right in the middle. So right down the center of the screens, it's just like weird, like section of just purple. It's just dying pixels in the middle. So he's like, do you guys want to watch Dune 2? I was like, I'm not coming over to your house to watch 2/3 of Dune. I was like, no, just come over to our place. I have full surround sound. Like we'll watch it here. So we're going to be watching Dune 2 tonight and see if it's any good.
I watched the first one a few weeks ago, and I enjoyed it pretty much. Be interesting to see the second one.
I watched it separate from Jess, and then since it came back out, we were like, wanted to rewatch it. You can easily like break that movie up into watching it like 30 minutes at a time, because it's a good movie. Sounds great. Looks great. But it's very slow. Where you can just go like, we're going to pause here and come back in a little bit.
Yeah. This day and age, I look at all the movies are fucking 3 hours these days. It's wild.
Yo, that's why I'm going to push this on everyone. Godzilla Minus One, short movie, available on Netflix right now. I do not like to support Netflix anymore, but if you want to watch Godzilla Minus One, it's on Netflix. The only way to watch it besides pirating, which... If you go to our Discord, I posted a link to pirate that bad boy. So if you want it, it's there. But yeah, you can even watch it with an English dubbed version. Yeah, and
just closed captions.
I watched
they posted a couple different scenes. Like, Netflix is so excited that they got Godzilla Minus One over everybody else. They've been posting, like, behind-the-scenes stuff about, like, some of the dubbed actors. And I watched some of the scenes, and I was like, it feels so flat to watch, like, an English version of it, because it kind of takes away from the way the Japanese emote.
Yeah.
That, also, what's going on? There's no one on screen, but there's clearly things being moved in Matt's area. Like, I can hear it. What's happening in there? But yeah, it takes away from, like, a lot of the acting in that movie. So just watch it with subtitles. The dialogue is so minimal that you can quickly just read the subtitle and go back to watching.
That was on my list for this weekend, actually. I was going to watch it last night, but I was messing around too long, and then it was late.
It's so good. Like, I'm already a Godzilla mark, but that movie was just so good. And it's so short, even though I think it's 2 hours, actually. But yeah, I'm worn out of, like, 3-hour movies. I can't do it anymore.
It's tough.
I feel like Marvel is to blame at this point, because we got those, like, those last couple ones were 3 hours long, but it was warranted to be 3 hours long. Now it's just, it's not.
Even these days, you know, be sitting down at night after work with the wife, and it's like, oh, let's watch a show. It's like, oh, that's an hour long? No.
We purposely didn't start Fallout for like 2 to 3 weeks after it came out, because it was long and we had a lot of other shit to do. And we were like, we don't want to invest time into being fully focused on this show for a full hour. Which is sad, because we don't even have like that short of an attention span. We just don't have time right now. But yeah. Oh, he's back.
I have to go as soon as possible, so let's move this party along. What are we?
Yeah. I think you're up at
four. Yeah. Who do I have? Da-da-da-da. Oh, what the fuck? I just had it. Oh, Victor Wong.
That
is the grandfather from Three Ninjas. What do you think? Oh my god.
Overrated.
What a monster.
Oh, it's this guy.
What do you mean, oh, it's this guy? It's the friggin' guy who taught three American children the art of Okinawan karate or whatever. Wow, what a hard stance.
I'm still going with overrated. Will?
I mean, that's it. I mean, looking at his...
That's all he needed, credits. Okay?
That's all he's got.
That's all he needed.
He peaked at Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain.
Yeah. You know what? And no one could have brought that role any more authenticity than Victor Wong.
Oh, and he was in Dim Sum. I don't know. Rated?
You coward.
No, nobody's ever...
I'm talking about him now. I'm doing it. I'm bringing him to the zeitgeist, okay? He's going to be an internet darling thanks to me and this show.
Oh, he was in
Tremors. Yeah, he played Tremor number 3.
Tremors was cool.
No, I don't know.
He was the voice actor. <of Tremors. laughs> Oh. All right, I changed my mind.
There you go. Underrated. There you go. Exactly. I have him listed as underrated as well. I thought he could have played a lot of distant grandfathers in a lot of other movies, training a lot of other kids to fight karate. But he didn't, because he's underrated. So he really should have had a much more promising career of playing grandfathers to kids that don't look Asian at all. I mean, a little bit. But sure, I'll believe that. Also, you think about that from that perspective. It's like, oh, we have three little kids that know martial arts, okay? They're all white. Very, very white. But in order for people to believe that they learn martial arts, they need to have an Asian grandfather. And they said, yeah, that's fine. And he's not even like a little Asian. He's incredibly Asian. And is like, oh, yeah, that's grandpa. Sure. And then the wife, right? So then the wife is like the intermediary, and she's just like kind of. She's probably like half, but I don't know. So, I don't know.
Do you think this guy got a 100% because Pat Morita was like, I'm not doing karate.
Definitely turn that down. In one of my favorite lines from the Upright Citizens Brigade,
yeah, just get this guy.
Show was they had this nerd who's gonna like basically take his frustrations out on a school, but with throwing stars, and he like it just failed, right? And everyone made fun of him. And then in like an off clip on the show, there was like a news channel being like talking to a ninja. And it was like this news clip is like, what do you think about the recent uprising of violence in schools with ninja throwing stars? And the guy goes, all right, listen, ninjas don't kill people. Pat Morita playing ninjas kills people. And they go, but ninjas do kill people. And then the ninja just throws a throwing star into his neck and disappears. But anyway, yeah, Victor Wong.
You probably Wong. Remember him well when he played Wah-Gay in Eat a Bowl of Tea.
Eat a Bowl of Tea?
Yes.
God, that's got to be bad translation.
It's an American.
Oh, no. That's too bad. All right. Victor Wong. All right. Charles, number three. Oh, my God. We have to go so much faster.
You got it. All right. My number four is Uma Thurman.
I'm going to go.
I will, too.
Yeah.
Because I think she's just held in there because of...
Kill Bill. Kill Bill.
It's fucking Kill Bill. Let's be honest. That's why. Everyone's just like, oh, Kill Bill, which, by the way, yeah, it's a fun movie. It's whatever to me.
I definitely had her as overrated. She's Tarantino's little darling for whatever reason. The other movie she's popular for is Pulp Fiction, which she was good in, thanks to those 10-inch bangs covering up her 5-head. But I never got it with her. I think she's kind of weird. She's got the face of an Afghan man. Fetal alcohol syndrome. But yeah, good in Kill Bill, but her just harsh face is distracted me. I think there's plenty of other people that could have done that and still made it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's anything like special about her that holds her up to the pedestal that she's currently on for some reason.
She, you know, she showed Quentin Tarantino her face, and he's like, yeah.
That's got to be it.
I'm into this. I'm going to keep casting you in everything.
Nice.
Yeah, he carried her.
She did. Also,
yeah, real
horrible
bad.
Poison Ivy. Absolutely horrible. Best thing she's going to give us is her daughter, Maya Hawke, who's from Stranger Things.
Oh.
She's the girl who worked
at Scoops
Ahoy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's her and Ethan Hawke's cool. daughter. Yeah. Yeah. Overrated. Yeah. Okay, so this is my... Bump it up to my number three. Timothy Chalamet. He is lead actor in Dune.
Yeah, I know.
Young hot Willy Wonka.
He's very funny on SNL.
I didn't see that.
I think he's overrated. I think he's fine, but I don't think he's as good as the star power he currently holds. That's my opinion of him.
It seems like he plays a lot of soft roles, which it goes with his look, I guess. I didn't see the newer Wonka movie. I wish I did. I think that would make my call a little better.
Oh, no. What's your call?
I'll say overrated.
3, 2, 1. Yep, we're all in line with that. He's fucking overrated. I think he is a pretty face. He's a nice slender. He's a nice twink build. I think Dune is really propping him up hard as Paul Atreides. Like that movie is really giving him a nice thing to stand on. But if you go and watch Wonka, that movie's not great. It's fine. But I don't know what they thought about giving him a singing part. Like, he can't carry a tune too well, in my opinion. But he is like the new hot thing.
He doesn't have to carry a tune if he's a twink. He can join Matt's band.
Listen, I could always use more twinks.
An orchestra of twinks.
Like, this is one of those, currently, he's just being fed roles like crazy. I think in the future, like 10 years from now, he's going to hit that peak right where he's probably going to be able to get an Oscar. But right now, he is, I don't think he's that great. Also, he's with Kylie Jenner. So,
yeah.
Hitched himself to that $1 billion.
Could be worse. Could be with Card, you know, Kim.
Could be worse. That is true.
Boo!
Getting booed at Tom Brady thing. Unless you rewatch the Netflix thing where they apparently edited
that's wild.
It
out.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Timothy Chalamet. Good looking, but.
Yeah.
I don't think it's there.
I agree.
I just think he's.
All right, am I up? Oh.
He's like a.
Okay.
No, you're good.
What do you guys think of Robert's Blossom?
Roberts?
Yeah.
Roberts?
Come on, you don't know him? South Bend Shovel Slayer?
Underrated.
Old Man Underrated. Marley from Home Alone?
Yep.
This guy played a wide range of emotions during that whole movie. He was a villain. Then he was a misunderstood hero.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was a sympathetic character when he reunited with his kids.
Yeah. That really was an underrated role. And absolutely terrifying for that.
Oh, my God. Period. It was a South Bend Shovel Slayer? Whew.
Yeah.
Dude's brutal.
Home Alone was so good at making an awkward, scary character. Him and the pigeon lady.
Yeah. He is?
He's in a lot of stuff.
Does he play the same character in all of them? Sick.
60, yeah, he's the South Bend Shovel Slayer. He's Mr. Marley and everything. He was in Close Encounters of the Third.
Yeah, of course he did. Look at him. He looks like you in a couple years, Charles. And I mean only a couple.
At least I got those last couple of years.
Yeah. He was in Disney's Balloon Farm.
What the fuck is that?
Oh.
like a kid's version of Animal Farm?
I guess. I don't know. It has a little girl from Matilda in it. And then this guy just appears to be the Lord of Balloons on the other side of the fence.
The Lord of Loons.
Brought to you by 59 Balloons.
Come on. Yeah, I think he's severely underrated. I think he's got a wide range of facial emotive qualities to him, and he could be a great asset to any film or commercial. Those are two options, either a full-length feature film where he's a starring role or a commercial where he's selling toothpaste.
So do you think he should be acting now?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's dead in 2011?
I'm sure that face has only aged more in the right direction.
Yeah. He looks better now than he did.
Yeah, it's my number three, Robert's Blossom.
That's a great pick.
Huh? I think that circles back to my two.
Yep.
Do y'all know who David Diggs is?
I know the name because I've heard it, and I've also been like, what, every time?
He was Snowpiercer, the TV series, the lead actor in that. Good series. First two seasons are great. He's also the voice of Sebastian in the new Little Mermaid. He is also, only good part of that fucking movie is him in it. He's also plays Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
The show play.
Yeah. He's like a big up and coming star now, huh?
He did a bunch of DoorDash commercials with Sesame Street for some reason.
Strap a pizza to a kid.
Hey, I'd take that bag too. Yeah. But yeah, I have him as criminally underrated at this point because he's not much. He also has a couple hip hop albums.
Was he like when Childish Gambino? Pretty like good, the next one?
To be honest. I think
Gambino's good.
I guess. I don't know. He's surprisingly good as a rapper as well, but I think he's very underrated. He's just doing a lot of voice acting at this point. He's not doing anything on screen. And I'd just like to see him at work at this point.
I can't give you a good rating because I haven't seen a single thing he's done. This guy's brand new to me.
You didn't watch
Hamilton? I saw Hamilton in the theater.
For 4 hours.
Watch it on Disney Plus right now.
I bet she loves
Jess
it.
Just watch it.
Just sit down and watch this.
You watch this. But yeah. But yeah, that's my number two, David Diggs.
I'll say ratings. I don't know shit about him. And I think he's like fine. I think he's getting a lot of hype right now. And I haven't seen him be bad in anything, so sure. That's my take.
Yes.
Will?
I got him underrated because apparently he has got some momentum, but I've never heard of him.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Fuck, my number two?
Up to your number two, Matt.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get to some more notable people, ones that I actually have an idea about. Oh God, what the fuck's her name? I should have wrote it down. Oh. So here's one I think is going to be a good one. What does everyone think of Anya Taylor-Joy? You know who it is.
I know the name. I know who it is. I honestly can't tell you I've seen any of her.
How?
That's the worst part about this. I've seen The Witch. I How? Just haven't seen him.
She's like, everywhere, man.
I don't know. I know she's playing Furiosa in the new movie.
Oh, I want to see that.
But yeah, I look at all the stuff and I just haven't seen.
She was in The Menu? Since.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. Still on my list.
Wow. This is like one of like my more legitimate ones. Like you're like, no one's seen this huge star. All right. Well, what do you think? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was in Split. That was a great movie.
I did see Split, but I don't remember her role in it. She's the lead actress in Queen's Gambit. Mm. I mean, she's probably rated.
I don't know.
That's where I'd put her at.
I don't know. Will, have you any thought on this person?
I got to go see the new Mad Max because I like that
franchise. I heard it was good, even though it's doing bad at the box office.
Everything's doing bad at the box office.
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunately, fucking theaters are dying.
Yeah, but I heard it was good.
Looks good. I don't know. She's definitely a doll. Oof. I'll tell you that.
Big time. Big time. She played Magic in the New Mutants.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Neither did I, actually. I'd like to see it because I actually really like that character, Magic. And my opinion of Anya Taylor-Joy is that I think she's underrated, which I think is a weird thing to say because she is in everything. But I think we talked about this before on the show. I don't think anyone can become like an A-list celebrity anymore. I think it's impossible. I think there's too much content for people to be too popular in different like pockets of people where no one is like that, like the Tom Cruise of now, right? It just doesn't happen. Because like, I'll put it, this is a great example. Anya Taylor-Joy. I've seen her in a ton of shit. Charles, you haven't seen her in fucking anything. But she's everywhere, and then she's also nowhere because there's so much content that people can ingest.
Mm-hmm.
But I like her a lot, and I think she could be an absolute star if we lived in a different time. If she existed in the 90s, she would be, she'd be like Julia Roberts.
I could see that. She definitely is underrated when it comes to the size of eyes.
Oh, my God.
Eyes.
Big ol' eyes.
Half her face is eyes.
I know. That's fine. I love it.
And I'm looking through her pictures. She's very beautiful, but half the picture she has is like deer in headlights.
That's just her normal, man. All right, yeah. So that's where I'm at. I think she's wonderful. I haven't seen anything that she's been in that I didn't think she was good. And very, which is like good because she didn't. I think anytime an actor can be in multiple things and they're good in a lot of things, like, is much more of like a testament to how good they are as an actor, and not like when I watch them, I go, oh, that's this character playing this role because I just know them as this character. But I don't feel that way with her. I think everything she's been in, it's believable, and it's into that whatever universe she's in. But she should 100% still be Magic in the MCU. 100%, because she was awesome. Mm-hmm.
She even has her own signature pose, which is her looking over her shoulder saying like,
who, me? Just a little Anya Taylor-Joy. I don't know. I'm just a girl. Uh-huh. Oopsie. I made a little poot in the elevator uncontrollably. Uh-huh.
That's good.
All right. Will, two?
Number two. I might touch some heartstrings here. Robin Williams.
Dead. No, I don't know.
True.
I'm gonna go rated. He's just right where he is, right where he was. I think people have realized he was good actor, wasn't overrated. Definitely, I'd be interested to hear a case for underrated.
All right. I'll take that bait. And I could be wrong here. Has he ever won an Oscar?
Not sure.
Mm.
Did he get nominated for supporting for Good Will Hunting?
Academy Award for Best Actor in Supporting Role for.
Oh, he won?
Yeah.
Fuck. That was.
Won an Oscar?
That was going to be my whole argument.
He has so many more awards.
I know. Okay. I guess I can't say he's just has like a garage full of trophies.
Yeah, he has three nominations and one win, so four nominations overall. I'm actually surprised.
Yeah, Robin Williams is great. I think he's rated. God, he was so good. I loved him. Him in Good Will Hunting was so good, even though he had a fucking terrible Boston accent. But like,
yeah,
he's just, that's one of my favorite movies, and his scenes with Matt Damon are so fucking good. It's not your fault.
So he's all right. I'll give you Good Will Hunting, Mrs. Doubtfire. I'll even go as far as Aladdin.
Yeah.
Great.
Have you seen 1 Hour Photo? That's fucked up. He's good in that.
So he's got those few movies I mentioned that I find good.
Few movies.
But he's done 150 other movies in his career.
Yeah, and they're all good.
No, they're not.
He's Good Morning Vietnam. That's how you open the show.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of ironic there. But he's, when he, especially, you know, because he died of suicide, he got put on this pedestal. I don't think he was ever like A tier or S tier, whatever the top tier would be, of comedic actors. He had a good run, but he was largely pan all of his other fucking dramatic.
Oh,
movies.
My God. No, you're insane. You're absolutely insane.
Also, not a big fan of his stand-up.
Honestly, the man's outperformed his stand-up.
Yeah, I don't know.
At this point, like, I think
it's a bad take.
It's fucking crazy.
That's fair. It's just my personal opinion here.
Yeah.
He's great. He's zany. Who cares?
Millions of people. Yeah, but he's zany in a way that only he could be zany. No one, I'll put it this way. No one else is doing what he ever did. Not even close. Not even a little bit close. Yeah, he was a unique performer. He had a style only unto himself. He could turn it off and play. He could pull the heartstrings. I mean, he's just...
think Harlan Williams is funnier.
What?
What is wrong with you? I
that was the first like zany guy I could.
He's not zany.
That's Harlan Williams.
No. Zany in what? A low energy way.
No.
The person who I would say is zany to like match his energy would be
Jim and even Carrey. He wasn't.
No, Jim Carrey is A tier. He is up there.
You know what? I know what I'm thinking of right now. I mean, I don't think, did he ever do like a more like adult themed comedy, Robin Williams?
Yeah, didn't he do
Donald? No, I mean like a movie though.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I think of Jim Carrey, right? Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura. Those are like adult-y comedies, right? But all the Robin Williams ones that I'm thinking of where I was like, he's funny and good is like Mrs. Doubtfire, Hook, you know, all that other stuff. Patch Adams. They're all like, no.
Patch Adams is not much.
It's funny when they died. I don't know. But that's a.
He was in The Birdcage.
Oh, I guess, man. I fucking love The Birdcage. It's so fucking good. The Birdcage is. That's probably one of the most underrated movies of all time, in my opinion, Birdcage.
Hank Azaria.
You just can't handle my Latin-ness. You're what? my Latin... Oh, God, he's so funny. God. Everyone in that movie is so good. My Guatemalan-ness.
My Guatemalan heat.
It's like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Who could forget him in Old Dogs? It's just one of the piles of crap he churned out, which is why he's overrated.
All right, we're moving on from this. I'm not going to let this keep fucking.
All right, what's your number one?
My number one, Alan
Tudyk. Is it the guy who played the Purple Man?
No, that is, that's not him. That's, we'll get back to that. Alan Tudyk is, he has a show currently, Resident Alien. He also does. He was also, what is it? Tim and Dale versus Evil.
Tim and Tucker and Dale.
Chip and Dale versus
Tucker
Evil.
Tucker and Dale, excuse me, versus Evil.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, he does a shit ton of voices throughout the movie. He's also he's in Dodgeball. He's the guy who believes he's a pirate. I feel like you'd have to look him up to see who his face is. Oh, he's also in A Knight's Tale. Does a bunch of voice acting at this point, even so much so that he just does random, like animals at this point in Disney movies.
I know the name more of like voice acting, and that's about it.
Oh, he's also K2SO in Rogue One.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think this guy. I'm just going to go ahead. I think he's wildly underrated. His voice acting is great because that's what he's known for. But like his on-screen acting, I think is really, I think it's much better than the roles he's gotten. And then the roles he has on screen, he shows that he can do more than just this. And I'd like to see him actually have more of a presence on screen. I mean, he has his own current running sitcom too, still.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some things about that Resident Alien thing, but I haven't seen anything about it. I don't know, nothing.
It's pretty good.
Charles, were you one of the jaded fans of Firefly?
Yo, I tried watching that first episode, and I was like, this is a fucking show. That's just, I feel like that show's just, they got one season, and nerds are just upset about it, so they kept proclaiming it was a good show. Like, whatever, it's just I'm also not a who's the main actor on that,
Nathan Fillion.
I've never understood it. He's okay, but he's also one of those people, if you look at his resume, that dude's been on a lot of failed shows. And I think there's a reason for that, but I was just never into that show.
All right,
I see he was also in Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, which I didn't know they made a movie of.
I don't know what that is.
Douglas Adams.
Oh, is it? That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's my number one.
I'd say he's rated.
Rated. All right, I'm up. All right, my number one, Ed O'Neill.
Well, I know your take.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Al.
I'd say because he's gets a lot of hate now because of the political alignment.
Wait, what happened? Shit.
I'd say people just don't like him because he portrays a conservative dad.
Oh, I don't know. That might be beyond me.
So I'll say for that reason, he's underrated because he's overhated.
All right. Yeah, I think he's underrated because I just think he's like really good at acting. when he's like, I don't know, everything that's been in, I feel like he just does such an outstanding job. I didn't think, if I'm being honest, I didn't think anything was ever going to come from after him being Al Bundy. I thought that was like going to be it for him. And then he had like a whole, yeah. So much success with Modern Family. And I thought he was great on that. He's awesome.
The only one on the Bundys, as I, called it growing up, was Bud. Never really did shit, but the other three did.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder what that's like being the only one who just disappeared.
He's like, I made $1.2 million.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, it's not entirely wrong.
I don't blame him. Oh.
Yeah, I love Ed O'Neill, and one of my favorite roles of his was Little Giants.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's like in so many other. One of my other favorite roles, going back to Wayne's World, is when he plays a freaking donut shop worker, and he talks to the camera. He's like, "Why is it when you kill a man in the heat of passion? No, why is it when you kill a man on the battlefield? It's called heroic. When it's in a heat of passion, it's called murder." And then he's like, "Hello," and he's like, "You can't talk to the camera. Only me and Garth can talk to the camera." That's so funny. But yeah, I think he's an awesome actor. I think he's wildly underrated. I think he could, I think he could have been in a lot more stuff. I'd like to see him with like a wider range of roles.
I'm surprised he somehow, his two major roles both.
Yeah. Hot roles. Oh my God. Yeah. Just.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Here's your wife. Thing to be oh, casting. My God.
You're like, yeah, that was his wife the first time. And here's your new wife. Whoa. Incredible. But, yeah, I don't have much. I didn't really watch much of Modern Family. Familiar with Married with Children. Like, I think what I've seen him in, I think he's a good actor. Yeah, but he doesn't have that big of a resume, mainly because I think he got tied down for, 10 years with Married with Children, and then... apparently Modern Family had 250 episodes, so
yeah,
he got locked down for that as well.
Two huge hits.
This man just likes working for a long term of time.
I think all the time about this one line from Little Giants when he's, he plays the cocky coach of the, the big rich high school team or whatever, little league football team, and he pulls up in his Corvette and his aviators, and just like his catchphrase was, "I knew you'd see it my way." Like, I say that or think of it all the time.
Hell yeah. Will, you up?
Will.
Yeah. Four touchdowns, one game. My number one is Louis C.K.
As an actor, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Everyone knows my thing. Obama knows my thing. you know what? I'll say he's underrated. I think he's a pretty good actor.
I was going to say underrated, the things I've seen him in where he's not playing himself.
Yeah.
He's great in. He was great in, he was in Parks and Rec for 2 seasons. He was great in that role, even though it's somewhat of an extension of
himself. Yeah, but he also did good TV and movies, not just Parks and Rec.
I'd say he's a better director and writer than he is actor.
He's definitely got chops in that. I've liked him for a long time, back when it's like, first sitcom, Lucky Louie, was a pretty, trashy by today's standards, low budget, but it was a good sitcom. His self-named show, Louie, you guys ever watch that on FX?
Yeah.
It was a great fucking show.
Great show.
was fantastic. And it was, a lot of it was improvised. But he just, he conveys good emotions with his stupid redheaded Mexican face. Oh, and a couple other ones. He had a movie that came out about 2 years ago, I think, called 4th of July, starring Joe List, a comedian. And they released it straight to his website. So it didn't really get much fanfare, but it was a great, a quaint little look into the average middle-class Massachusetts family. And the lesser known, this one I highly recommend, a show called Horace and Pete.
I've heard of that.
It was almost like stage theater. And he was really great in it. He was alongside Steve Buscemi, another, you know, I would say underrated actor, even though he's highly regarded. But just really great. Like I said, it was theater-esque, the way that the show kind of moved along. And it was very emotional, very deep. The guy's got good range. Goes from jerking off to making you cry.
Crying because he's jerking off.
Sometimes at the same time.
He's one of the people that got pulled down during, what's it called, the Me Too movement. And I'm like, completely halted and stuff. I was like, man, he just jerked off in front of people.
And he asked permission to.
I was like, why does this one have to get, I feel like that really halted everything he was doing completely. But
yeah, I know that you think the whole Me Too movement was a
fuck. Yeah, you're the one on the show.
That's good. Yeah. These are good things for me to have on record. Yeah.
How's your health, by the way?
Yeah, did you ever let him go when you got home?
But yeah, I think everybody, you know, I haven't met anybody that says his stand-up sucks. His stand-up's great. And he really takes the acting, directing, writing. He does all his own stuff. Like, he did that show, Louie, all on his own, and then sold it to FX, and then continued to produce it all on his own, from the camera work and everything. Brought in a lot of other comedians, which I, you know, in that circle, I follow a lot of those guys. So I love seeing all the stuff he does. And it was too bad that that show Louie was canceled because of that. His inappropriateness.
He just jerking off in front
of
people.
So fucking weird. Because you got to imagine hanging out with a comedian. Oh, you mind if I jerk off?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, sure.
No problem. And then, holy shit, he's doing it. He's just fucking around. Okay. It's been 3 minutes now.
Oh, this is one of those do it long enough where it becomes unfunny, but then funny again type of things.
Yeah.
And he came.
Oh, good. The cat feed is going off. That's our list.
All right. Yeah. Awesome Blossom show. Do we have any fun butt lists or anything?
Yeah. We have one fun butt list. They gave us two separate ones. Gray, he gave us top five. Here's his underrated. He did five. Aaron Eckhart, who is in The Dark Knight, I think.
Oh, that's a good one.
Carl Urban.
That's a good one.
Three, Andy Serkis. I don't know anybody who claims him underrated, but two, Jared Francis Harris. I don't know who that one is. And number one, I don't know who's calling this man underrated, but Gary Oldman. No one's calling this man underrated. He's perfectly where he is. He's one of the best actors we currently have. And then top five overrated, he has Chris Pratt, which I agree with. Pete Davidson.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Three, Jared Leto, which
he's been in some bad movies, but I don't think he's ever been the problem in them.
He fucking won an Oscar. That being said, some people win Oscars for bullshit roles. Two, Kevin Hart.
Rock's probably a good one.
Yeah, those last two I kept off my list because I thought they were too obvious. Mm.
Yeah. Even though The Rock's apparently doing a serious A24
why?
Movie coming up.
Is it the MMA one?
Is it? I don't know.
He's got a big movie coming out about being this famous MMA guy.
I think A24 is riding that everything everywhere all at once high, and then everyone's just going to be like, oh, okay, they're just actually good at making horror movies. So, but yeah. That's our fun butts. I mean, it's fucking 10 in the morning.
Alrighty then.
Who's all right. Of actors this early?
Ryan Brown's still getting his beauty sleep.
It's probably marinating something. Alrighty. Go to top5ofdeath.com, join the Discord. You can vote there. Charles, Will, anything else?
I was expecting to see Bruiser come tumbling down the stairs.
No, I closed the door. He's only gone down the stairs once, and it was as bad as it could have been. So that was like, okay, I'll never let that happen again. Friggin' poor guy. But all right, yeah. Well, we'll catch you next week. Maybe Sam will be back from friggin', I don't know, Uzbekistan or where the hell he's going to be. And we'll catch you later. Smell you later. All right.